Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nabanggit mo, Francis, this is also part of the celebration of the National Heritage Month, which is May. So can you tell us, gaano ba kaimportante para sa kagaya mong isang artist to celebrate and take part in the celebration of the National Heritage Month? Ito yung pambansang buwan ng pamana, ano?
Yes, correct. As an artist, I've been working with a lot of our indigenous communities. It's very important kasi for creatives, for designers, or artists na to understand our heritage because that is one way for us to identify what is really our core in our art or in our design. We could remember na silang Dulay or our indigenous communities in the Ifugao areas. They have very rich culture, very rich yung tradition nila, and it is inspiring a lot of artists ngayon to translate it into modern and contemporary na aesthetic or design, which is very responsive yung current generation natin because there's the new emergence for the love of our heritage, tradition, language, our writing system. So it's very important nowadays as artists and as designers. Ako, as a fashion designer, I also work closely with hand-loomed abaca fiber from the fabrics ng ating indigenous communities in Lake Cebu. So when I was in Australia back in 2018, mm-hmm. I featured several. We did the Philippine Heritage Month featuring several social enterprises. And we did a fashion show in Canberra, Sydney. Oh. In Sydney. Mm. Yes, we did also in Sydney. And it was very successful. So talagang it's important for designers and artists to know their heritage because through that, we know what our foundations are. And then we are able to move forward our designs to the future, making sure now we know what our pasts are. If we have a good foundation, we will be able to stand further strongly. Ganon.
Oo. Sabi nga, diba,
I'm making sense.
Oo. Sabi nga, kung hindi ka marunong lumingon sa pinanggalingan mo, di mo alam kung saan ka paroroon,
yes.
Diba?
Saan paroroon. Exactly. You're very right, Miss Anne. Tamang-tama. You summed it perfectly.
Oo. Pero Francis, sa pagkakataon na ito dahil sa global pandemic, ano, hindi natin, kumbaga, yung mga usual na ginagawa natin ng mga activities and mga events, hindi natin magawa dahil sa mga restrictions at pag-iingat na rin para malimitahan at hindi mahawa sa coronavirus. Gaano naman kaimportante na despite the situation and the lockdowns and restrictions, maipagpatuloy natin yung connection natin with others?
Yes, that is what yung embassy has been trying to do. That's why they are doing this online session because they want to express na it's still very important to be socially connected. Online, since we're doing it online, it's very important now we still are connected socially. And so maraming engagements ang Philippine Embassy that are going to be done online. And it's also important for our mental health kasi when we're in isolation, Filipinas, we are in a community-based culture. And in Australia, there's a very good work-life balance.
Mm-mm.
And then suddenly, we're now in isolation or quarantine. And so it affects our mental health and emotional distress, our work. And so it's very important. Now, we still have to communicate online, talk to our friends, to our families. And it's very important pa rin to stay connected, kumbaga.
Oo. Ito yung sinasabi na magkakalayo man, malapit pa rin. Diba?
Yes, exactly. Technology has paved way for us to be connected even if physically hindi tayo magkakalapit.
Francis, alam ko na para sa ating lahat, medyo mahirap ang pagkakataon na ito, pero how is the youth for livable communities doing right now? At syempre yung mga artists at yung mga communities na tinutulungan ninyo dyan.
Thank you for asking, Miss. Kasi in YLC, our youth organization, we are very glad na we were able to put up one of the first youth-led responses in COVID because of COVID-19. What we did was we organized crowdfunding in cash and in kind in order to support our doctors, our nurses, in 4 major hospitals in Cebu. And mm-hmm. we were able to partner with Jollibee, with Chowking, with few of the largest companies sa Pilipinas. And so, and they were also inspired. And so we were able to provide food, snacks, meals, personal protective equipment during our first run. And then second run, we were also able to gather enough funds during the Earth Day campaign. We provided food relief packs to mountain barangay families, mm-hmm. mga indigent families talaga. Uh-oh. And they were very happy. And so YLC has been doing quite a lot remotely. It's difficult, but we're trying to do what we can. In terms of artists, we're also very happy na several people were inspired by what we did. And so maraming art auctions na nangyayari dito sa Pilipinas. And a lot of the art proceeds auctions go to purchasing PPEs and relief goods for families as well.
Oo.
So ayun, miss.
Ito mga nabanggit mo, Francis, mostly pagtulong sa mga frontliners, ano. But in terms naman dun sa social enterprise na tinutulungan ninyo, gaano ka-affected in terms of, syempre yung mga sales din ninyo, di ba?
Well, it's really quite sad kasi a lot of our social enterprises are mostly into the lifestyle na sector,
mm-mm.
fashion and lifestyle sector. Kahit we produce jewelries or clothes made out of recycled or upcycled materials, and we're affected very badly. We're thankful to the government because they were able to support some of our beneficiaries through the Special Assistance Program or SAP monetary funding. But then in terms of sales revenues, talagang we're really zero. We're close to zero. And then in my design studio, kasi we also do design, branding, and business development, 90% of my project were canceled. Hindi lang postponed, talagang canceled.
Wow.
And so walang trabaho yung yung team namin. But we're thankful that we still have some projects. Locally, wala kaming projects. As in, zero kami projects locally. But then we have projects in the UK and in the US na client. They are still okay naman.
Oo.
So, ayun.
I know, Francis, from time to time, nag-visit ka in other countries or overseas, ano? So, with the lockdowns, I suppose na yung mga travels mo na put on hold din?
Yes, miss. In March alone, I had around 6 trips na canceled.
Wow, that's a big one. Mm-mm.
It's, and then those are, ano, miss, personal income generating na trips. Because most of them are, and some are conducting community work then for communities in Taiwan and in Hong Kong. And then, ngayong May, I had 2 trips canceled din. And then, this coming June, canceled din dalawang trips to Brunei and to Taiwan once again. So, there were so, just like everyone else, affected. But then, I'm still praying and thankful that I'm healthy, we are healthy, and alive. That is what matters ngayon. So, yeah.
Oh, at moving forward, Francis, ano yung plano nyo to eventually magbalik into the business or to the social enterprise? At syempre, to, sabi nga, maipagpatuloy yung pag-survive ng mga communities that are beneficiaries of the social enterprise.
Yes, miss. What we're doing ngayon is that we are already planning Before this call, we had a meeting with our team on how to move forward in terms of perhaps changing some of our business models, and then how we could adapt then online. And we're also transitioning more into art therapy and mental health.
Mm-mm.
So we're trying to look how we could support still our communities with that. So maybe our communities will be producing for our own engagements para gawin silang mga giveaways during our online events, ganon. It could be that, because in terms of retail, talagang zero tayo ngayon, and we're not sure if the market will pick up. So we're looking mostly into online digital engagements and sales. So that's what we're trying to see, so that we could still support our communities, miss.
Oh, at plus na lang, Francis. So you're going to be more active sa online. Paano makikita ng mga nakikinig sa atin ang mga gawa ng Youth for Livable Communities at syempre yung social enterprise na integrated din sa mga ginagawa mo?
Thank you, Miss, for asking. We are more focused ngayon on social media. So initiatives ng YLC could be seen in our Facebook page, Youth for Livable Communities. And then for our other social enterprises na we are supporting, such as Lumago Designs, we are now trying to create a new website for Lumago Design is creating a new website. This is the social enterprise na gumagawa ng accessories made out of paper beads, recycled paper beads. And so lumagodesigns.com and then Youth for Livable Communities in Facebook.
At sana on our next interview, Francis, na sabi nga mas maganda na at medyo nakabawi na tayo from the pandemic.
Hopefully, miss. In fact, I was supposed to come dyan in June in Australia for the Philippine Independence Celebration. I was supposed to visit sana. But then, hopefully, I will see you everyone else in health, in good health,
yes,
in the future.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Francis Solano, mula sa Cebu, at all the best sa iyo.
Thank you so much, Ms. Anlin, and thank you to everybody listening, and keep safe and be healthy.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nais niyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.